Blog Talk Radio.
Had the Bluetooth speaker with some little raggedy music going, and
you know, it just distracted me. And I said, you know what, I'm going to take this time to make my picks for Lady T segment. I'm gonna make my picks on the train. But I couldn't do it because that music was just distracting the heck out of me, y'all. I mean, God, you know, more and more every day, Treece, I'm feeling like my mom's or my pops used to be, you know, when they say, you know, turn that mess down, and you can get on my daggone nerve, you know, because, and I wonder, you know, is it that they can't understand it? Because this music blows me because I cannot understand it. And I'm a music person. I love music. Love it to death. But I can't understand this music, and it drives me nuts. You know, it drives me crazy, man. So, you know, we're going to blame it on them Bammers because they was loud and had that mess blasting in my ear. And the funny part about it is I got up and tried to move to another car, right? We got to another stop, so I got off where I was at and tried to jump on another car. Girl, Bonnie was, it was some more Bammers in that other car doing the same thing. I said, it just must be that day. And I'm like, you know, it's Bama season. So, yeah, y'all, forgive me, y'all, you know, I'm going to do my picks on the fly, this week 16. So, don't be mad at me. Don't beef with me. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. I'm just going off the top of my head, y'all. Just me. So, you know, hey, look at it this way. Some of y'all are going to have a chance to actually win this week who hasn't won because, your boy ain't doing no studying. Yeah, you know I mean? So,
okay.
Yeah. Anyway. Let me stop talking trash. we're going
Not
to
anyway.
Talk all these topics plus any topic that you all bring to life on today's Thursday, Friday edition of Kale's Corner, Christmas Eve. Can I say that? Am I allowed to say that? I can say that.
Yes,
yeah,
make
it
work.
There we go. Maybe I'll get known for that. Hey, Kale, patent that. Kale's Corner, he said that first. 563-999-3782. Call your cousin, your auntie, your uncle, your friends, your nieces, and your nephews. Tell them Lady T and Mr. DMV Kale is on the corner. I be on everything. Stephen A. Smith. You know, so many times when we come on and we talk about Stephen A. Smith, it's something he said negative or ignorant. that we feel we have to talk about. Today we're talking about Stephen A. Smith announcing that he has contracted COVID-19, and it was not funny but ironic to me that you know he came out and announced it, but you saw no change in Stephen A. Smith. I mean, he was who he is at all times, you know what I mean? Still came with the same bravado and you know, big wordedness that he's so famous
he
for.
He wasn't saying what
so
he said.
Yeah, exactly. He was saying it all with his chest. So, you know, we're going to send a prayer because that's what we do on Kale's Corner. You know, no matter who the person is, you know what I mean?
Wait a minute, Kale. Hold on. Wait, no, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
You know what? Hey, you know what? Hold on, though, young. Why did I know? I knew you was going to be. You play too much, young. You know
what?
That's why Santa Claus ain't came to you yet, because you being petty.
He's not being petty. I know.
Santa Claus like, Slim, I ain't bumping with her, Joe.
Okay.
You being petty, Joe. She said, wait a minute, Gail. Wait, hey, look, I'm sure as soon as I said that out my mouth, I knew.
For real.
Y'all, inside
joke. I had to play
with
you now.
Yeah,
that was a little inside. My bad, y'all.
I can't stand her.
Go ahead and get that prayer out. Get that prayer out, though. Get that prayer out. Don't overslide it.
Exactly. We're going to send a word of, I can't even do it, Dad. You may be.
On behalf of Kale's Corner, we would like to, you know, extend our condolences. We want you to hurry up and get well. Stephen A. Smith, we want you to get well. We do. We don't wish you any harm. We want you to recover. We want you to get your booster shot, so you say. I want you to recover from the minor surgery that you said you was about to have. That's why you didn't have the booster shot. I want you to recover from everything. I don't wish no harm on him at all. I wish him to get off the air, but I don't wish him no harm at all.
I'm telling y'all, sometimes the conversations with Trees, I'm telling you, I got to take an Advil, Mylo, aspirin, Tylenol, everything, yeah, liquid gel, everything. But, you know, in all seriousness, we are, we do wish the young man well, and we agree with wanting him off the air, at least off of that program, because he has proven to not do well when there's, I don't want to say competition, because to me,
no, but that's the right thing to say, though, Kale. That's the right thing to say when it's competition.
Right.
What else can you say? Because that's just who when he feel like somebody is threatening him, oh, you got to go. But I don't even, Max Kellerman wasn't even no threat to him, and he had to go.
That's what I'm saying. Max wasn't a threat. Max wasn't a threat at all. You know what I'm saying?
So we think.
Yeah, true that. We don't know the behind the scenes story. You are absolutely right. So I'm gonna shut my mouth on that. And just say that, brother, we wish you well and hope that you return from this COVID-19. Now, Doc Rivers opening up about Ben Simmons and what the Sixers are not without Simmons on the court. Well, Doc, you and your co-star, Embiid, seem to only have negative things to say about this young man, Mr. Ben Simmons, while he was on the court. So now you're telling me, well, you're telling us that the Sixers are a better team with Ben Simmons when that was not your sentiment before everything. Now, my conspiracy on this situation, Lady T, tells me that the front office has gotten involved, because that's usually when a figure like the head coach or the star player comes with these type of comments. Somebody in the head office done got involved and said, hey, look, man, how are we going to trade this dude if you keep talking down? How are we going to trade this dude if his value isn't being shown in playing with teammates that everybody knows he doesn't get along with?
Right.
So pipe down, dude. Shut your mouth about that. Let's go to the phone, man. Our first call today is going to be the Huckleberry, man.
Oh, come on, Huckleberry.
Now my day is complete. What's up, folks?
What's up, family? How you feeling?
What's going
on? I'm doing great today. I'm doing great on my thing. What is it, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year?
That's Thanksgiving. Wait a minute.
Oh, my goodness.
My Christmas Eve before Christmas Eve.
There you go.
We call it Christmas Eve Eve.
Christmas Eve Eve. But that's what we're working with.
What do you think about Doc Rivers' comments concerning Mr. Ben Simmons now that he has flipped his script?
I kind of agree with you that they said, hey, man, we got to get rid of this guy. You know, and if you keep saying – he ain't doing this. He can't do this. He can't do that. It's going to be harder for us to get rid of him. You know, so we need you to pump him up as much as you can without looking like a hypocrite, which you already do. But, yeah, I kind of agree with you, Kale.
Yeah, because that's crazy. How you going to keep talking down on a person, but then you want millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars for this person? How?
Yep.
If he's such crap, then here you go. You don't get nothing from him. You can just give him to us. If he's that bad, just give him to us then.
And it reminds me of my team, my local team, how we made it publicly known that we were done with Haskins. We wanted nothing else to do with him. He has been an ultimate failure with us. And they just turned him loose in the market. As fast as Pittsburgh picked him up, and I'm not saying Pittsburgh would have, but somebody in this league would have given you something that you didn't have for him. You know what I mean? But the DC media, we know how they go. You know, everybody is involved with everything. And everybody's opinion is heard. So with that being said, it really wasn't much, you know, we were going to do or could have done with him. But in Ben Simmons' situation, Doc, just shut the heck up, man. Just shut up. Shut up and let the chips fall where they may. It's just like if, let's say, I'm craving a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and I think nothing will do me better than a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And I come home and Reese making a ham and cheese, and I all of a sudden say, dang, that ham and cheese do look better. Oh, man, I think the taste of the ham and cheese is going to be better than the taste of the peanut butter jelly. I make the ham and cheese, and I'm not satisfied at all. But I'm full now. I am full, but I'm not satisfied because what I was tasting, what I wanted, I allowed my mind to be changed by what she was doing. And we don't know what teams out there are saying when it comes to Ben Simmons in their meeting rooms, in their boardrooms, I believe that there are teams that have high hope for Ben and think that, because we all know, everybody think, oh, we can make him work in our system. But if you're constantly putting the man down, you are turning off attractors. You are making people who would take that chance not want to take that chance.
He's devaluing him. Like he's lowering his value.
Yeah.
So if you lower somebody's value, like if I'm worth $30 million, right? I'm worth $30 million. I'm playing for your team, and then we get to the playoffs, and everybody have a brain fart. But somehow, y'all only gonna recognize that I had the brain fart, not that everybody had a brain fart. The coaches had a brain fart. Ben Simmons had a brain fart. I had a brain fart. Everybody had a damn brain fart, right? But I'm the only one that's getting. I'm the only one that's getting, you know, tampered out. I'm the only one. I'm being blackballed. I'm being talked about like an animal. But now you guys don't want me here, and then you backtrack. Oh, we want you here. We want you here. Come on, play. And then you come play, and then it ain't up to what y'all think it should be. Now you're going to push him back out. You got to go. Kick him out. Now he back out. It's just too much back and forth. Let the man go. You don't want him. He don't want to be there. Let him go.
Mm-hmm.
Why we got to tear each other down just because we want to get what we want to get? It makes no sense.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised at that.
It really doesn't.
I really am. Being a former player and going through the things he had to go through when he left from different teams, I'm surprised that he's letting this guy go through this.
Please,
if he's that bad, then help him out. And let him go someplace else.
Hello.
You used to be a player.
Are you talking about Doc Rivers? Is that who you're talking about, Doc Rivers?
Yeah, I'm talking about Doc Rivers. Yeah.
You said you can't believe Doc Rivers doing this. Look how he letting the league do his son. He didn't even go to bat for his son when his son was on his team. Nothing. You ain't go to bat for me. You ain't say, hey, look, my son, he's doing it. You ain't try to take him to the side, help him,
That's a relationship that we really don't know. We just know how it appeared on the outside. And we all know when you're dealing with billionaires and you're just a millionaire, those billionaires tend to trump you. Their decisions tend to trump you. And we don't know what the agreement was with the 76ers and Doc Rivers concerning his son, but I do acknowledge what you're saying, Tree, because it sure enough looked like Doc had no cares about what was going on with his son when it came to the organization. Go ahead, Fitzgerald.
You know, and I don't mean no disrespect to anybody, but when we get in the position of power, we seem like that we can't look out for our people. We can't look out for our family. You know, everybody else doing it. But we got to be above board. You know, we can't bring our family along. We can't bring a friend along who's a good person. You know, if we do it, there's something wrong with it. You know, so once, I mean, same thing with Barack Obama. I'm sure there's more you could have done, but I can't look like I'm being, what's the word, Tree? You know what I'm saying, trying to say. Nepotism. Well, I can't look like I'm catering to
friends.
You can't appear to show favoritism. You know what I mean?
There you go. And don't let it sound down. I don't care.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. Wow.
What I'm saying, at the dinner table, you at home, you can call your son and say, look, this was coming down the pipeline. I need you to get things together. And this is what you need to work on because this is what they're saying. I mean, come on. God, turn.
Hey.
Oh, no.
If you can give Martha Stewart a call, you can give me one.
Facts.
Ooh, uh-oh.
Okay.
Yeah. Jump into this.
Hey, Lou.
Well, I don't know how top that, but all right. Omar just Stewart, okay.
Sorry, Lou.
I know, that's right, Lou.
Yeah. All right. All right. Well, first of all, it is sad to hear about the news of Stephen A. Smith, because I don't wish that anybody, even though I may not, you know, like him much as a commentator, but he is a human being, and that we do have
right.
to respect. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, we do wish him the best. But I just keep thinking, why did I get this mess? What did I do wrong? You know? I don't deserve this. Why did I get to call the police? Sorry, I had to do it. I had to do it.
That was a good one, too.
I deserve it. I don't know if it's like
that was a good one.
I don't deserve this.
That was a good one.
Not bad for a white guy, huh?
That was good for a white guy.
Hey, Lou.
That was good.
You white?
Yeah.
I know you were white.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
God.
I thought you was a dorky brother from New Jersey. That's what I thought. You was a dorky brother
called,
from New Jersey.
I've been called that. I've been called that, but it's true.
No.
Nope. I'm
no, it's all
white.
Love, Lou.
Okay.
It's
okay.
All love, baby.
Okay. But in all due respect, no, he didn't deserve it, you know. But, it took courage for him to go on and admit it. They did say it, you know, because I don't think I got to say it in front of, you know, millions of people watching. I think I maybe feel a little bit uneasy. If I would do it, I would do it in private.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But everything.
Yeah. But he is a public figure.
Everything has been done to the public. Everything has been done in public.
Yeah.
And you can't retract now. You can't flip the script now. You got to stay in. You got to stay in the public. You know what I mean? Because
right.
You didn't. Take,
I know.
You didn't take that privacy road from the beginning, which we all agree
right.
would have been the best.
Fact.
It would have been the actual best. The only time where letting everybody know everything is good is when you working on a soap opera. You know what I mean? Because you want to keep people coming. So you tell them everything.
As the ball bounces.
Except.
Like a little tip.
Exactly. 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 And that keeps people interested. That keeps people wondering what's going to happen, what's coming down the pike.
Sounds like my
with
life.
Basketball, with basketball, we can see it game for game. How things are going, what direction is going in. And I for one, I'll be the first to admit that Ben Simmons had that, faux pas, I'll call it, during the playoffs.
Oh, that's
but,
not...
But Ben Simmons basically put the 76ers on his back.
Right.
Yes. I'm going to say that. Yes.
To victory without Embiid, and now Embiid comes back, and you want to play that buddy role with Embiid, and you're going to carry Simmons. No wonder he wants out of there, because I don't know no one. I don't know no one that would stick around. Being treated in this manner. I just don't know. You know, and at the end of the day, remember when I said billionaires versus millionaires? Well,
yes.
Coach and players, and some players actually make more than the coach.
Yeah. No kidding.
Against millionaires. You know,
you
so,
say that again.
So, this is millionaires against millionaires. When you start talking
right.
about coaches getting in battle, you know, with players, y'all are basically on the same level when it comes to finances. And some players are actually above the coaches. So, you know, case in point, LeBron say, I want Westbrook Oh, it's immediately made.
Let's try Isaiah Thomas.
Westbrook ain't really working out. It's immediately made. Do you think the coach of the Lakers? I forgot his name. What's the coach of the Lakers, y'all?
Frank Vogel.
Vogel. Do you think Vogel can come out and say, "Oh, I want this person and I want that person"? No, he can't. So you know, when you get to, as a coach, when you get to a point where you're making these type of comments and making this player look bad, dude, you're not on that billionaire status, man.
Right.
It's a thin line. It's a thin line between respect and hate, for real. And once you cross that respect
line, you
can't get back. You can't get back. And I think with Ben Simmons, the Sixers, and because Doc was allowed to say so much and get whole all the way, completely behind Embiid,
He's a bum.
Who's a bum?
Ben Simmons is a bum.
Ben Simmons is not a bum. Ben Simmons is not. You know who Ben Simmons is? He is the remake of Magic Johnson. If Magic was done the same way with the Lakers, they wouldn't have won those championships, bro. I'm trying to tell you, Ben Simmons is the remake, the same height, the same facilitation skills as Magic. Magic had a little more showtime with his because he was allowed to. His team was behind him.
Sure.
Imagine if the 76ers actually got behind Ben Simmons and he felt comfortable. What would we see? We already know the man.
I wouldn't see Magic Johnson.
I don't know if I can hear Magic Johnson.
We don't know. Physically,
Kale, come on,
Kale. Physically, we are.
We're talking about Magic Johnson, Kale.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're talking about Magic Johnson, Kale.
Okay.
Magic Johnson? I'm just saying, if you believe that, you believe, but I can't see him being a Magic Johnson. I don't care how good he gets.
No. There's only one Magic Johnson.
Okay. I'm going to say I said Magic Johnson light. He already had Magic height. Doesn't he? Can we agree on that? Physically, he lives up to the par. Physically. Height, weight, all of that. He lives up to the par physically. I'm telling you, man, when you're an athlete and a team has committed to you, you do not know the mental stress. The mental stress that falls on you when that same team turns their back on you. When that same team is telling you that you ain't poo-poo to them. That they can do it without you. That you're the cause. This man gave a dude. Remember, he was averaging 30 or better when Embiid was out. He was averaging 30 or better.
Mm-hmm.
So all the time Embiid was out, dog, that is Magic Johnson-like, man. That is Magic Johnson-like. I'm telling y'all, don't sleep on the young boy.
Okay.
He's not a bum. He's not a bum mentally.
Okay.
He's not in a good place.
Hey, Kale, you got a whole hour, like a half to go, man. Don't blow your stack. We got a whole hour and a half to go. We need your rest.
Hey, look. Now, 57, you about to get me
if
in
you
trouble.
Leave,
we're going to take a quick.
If you leave, the show leave, Kel, so calm down, baby.
563-999-3782. When we come back, we're going to get into this Shaquille O'Neal and Kyrie Irving jazz, all right? Y'all stick around. We'll be right back.
Right.
Hello, my
lord. What we're going to do here today, Raymond, is we're going to bring some of that unnecessary anger out your system. Focus your mind. Focus your mind.
Come on. Again, I gotcha. Hard enough that I could chew a whole back of ride. To an avenue, to an off seat and off block. To turn around and do the same damn thing to a solo. Touch Reggie Noble's pit. I crushed the whole brain frame. Cause you couldn't maintain the funk to have it wrapped down for lunch, dog. Cause 92, I take a whole crew. Give them a put to the book, not all of that go too blue. I show you what type of stuff I'm on. You can't pump or skip it. Because I was born with it. The book is under.
Man, because I was born with it. What? Time for some action. That guy was right on time. Wouldn't you say so? I'm about to release some of this extra energy. Shaquille O'Neal has spoken out on the Brooklyn Nets Kyrie Irving situation. And he says that he's saying that the Nets should trade Kyrie. Lou, what say you, Lou?
Yeah. Well, I mean, he isn't doing much for us because he, you know, backed out, you know, not taking the vaccine and whatnot. So, basically, he's just using up space. So, I think it's time they do trade him. I mean, if he's only going to play, you know, like only in half a season, like for road games, I mean, you know, doesn't, you know, do much for our team. I mean, I think we do have to trade him. I think we can do better without him.
Oh, wow. Well, Lou, I'm going to say this. It's easy to say that when you're not your reason why you left him on your team in the first place hasn't been refreshed. When it's been a while since you've seen the amazing facilitation skills that he possessed, since you've seen the crazy shot making skills that he possesses, and since you've seen your team really at full strength, since you've seen your team all ready to go, it's been a while. So it's easy to say what you're saying now, because you haven't seen him lately. But I think, personally, I believe that it would be a mistake. I think it would be a mistake, okay? He's the first NBA part-time player, because he can't play in you guys' arena, and he can't play in Canada, I believe it was. Am I correct, guys? Canada, right?
I think it's Portland. He can't play in Portland.
Portland. Okay, yeah, right. Portland. And I mean,
how long?
So he wouldn't be able to play at home and in Portland.
Yes.
Right. Right. So I believe that would be.
I know I'm gonna get ridiculed for this one right here. I know it. But I'm going to say it anyway. The hell with Kyrie Irving. Kyrie Irving got all that money. He got all that money. Everybody out there that got all that money, if they do get COVID, all they do is stay in the house for 4 or 5 days, and then they right back out there. You know, so Kyrie Irving is for Kyrie Irving. He's not for the team. Now, if you really...
That's not a problem.
If people getting sick and really dying in the NFL, the NBA... I can understand you're not wanting to play, you're not wanting to get a vaccine. But, brother, they making sure y'all get the best of everything. And you complaining? So,
yeah,
that's just the way I feel.
About that?
I got to get the Johnson & Johnson. I can't get the money.
Well, my thing is this. If it's, I don't blame Kyrie to a degree. I don't blame him because, like you said, this is supposed to be something to prevent us from catching COVID. Stephen A. Smith was
exactly.
The number one person. I got the vaccine, so I can't get COVID. I got the vaccine. I got both shots. You know? He's doing the
wrestling
voice.
Yes, but somebody who wasn't. That's the thing.
But guess
where
what? But it don't matter. He got the vaccine. So if you got the vaccine, why you got COVID?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
get the vaccine, but people are still getting COVID with the vaccine.
Thank you.
You're just not getting this sick. But you still can get it.
Who's we to say they not getting as sick? We don't know. We don't know.
But everything
we don't
that
know
we
what they're telling us.
Thing,
we don't know.
Everything that we do,
dying.
Even this conversation that we have on the phone right here, is based on what we find out from the facts that they put on TV. We don't know.
Fact.
You're right about that. We don't know. All we talk about the facts that are based on what we see, what they feed
mm-hmm.
us. We don't
what's
know
being
the truth.
What's being reported. We can only go off what's being reported. I understand. I feel
you. What's being reported.
Right,
and that is true.
Go to another call. 612. How you doing, 612?
Yeah, thank you for taking my call. I wanted to talk about the vaccine issue with Kyrie. And on a side note, I don't know if you saw that in D.C. they're going to have, on January 15th, they're going to make a requirement that you have to be vaccinated to enter any indoor facility. And the Wizards got a similar situation because Bradley Beal and Kyle Kuzma are not vaccinated. And so now they're going to be kind of in a weird situation as well. But this whole situation we see now basically vindicated Kyrie. And I can prove it why, and I think the sister already kind of elaborated on it, which is the whole argument for people having to be vaccinated before they enter someplace was that they were worried that people who weren't vaccinated were going to have COVID and spread it to other people. And now we see all of a sudden all these people that have been fully vaccinated are getting COVID and they're spreading it to other people. So the whole argument as to why Kyrie have to get vaccinated in the first place is no longer even there anymore. It's gone.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's been basically vindicated. And think about it. The whole reason why they're bringing him back is because all these vaccinated players are catching COVID and they can't play.
Thank you.
That's why the Nets got so desperate. So what this whole thing does is it exposed New York. Yeah, go ahead, man. Yeah, go ahead.
What's your name? What's your name, first of all?
Oh, my name is Mike.
Hi, Mike. Tales Corner, this is Mike.
Hello.
With
what's
the good
up,
old wisdom.
No doubt. I was going to say that before he got off. Those were great points. But go ahead, Mike. Whenever someone comes on this sports program and they talking some good stuff, man, I sit down like a little kid with my legs folded and just listen. So the floor is yours, bro.
Right. Now, just because if you see right now, like today, for example, the NBA just changed their rules on the quarantine saying, because before you have to wait 10 days if you test a positive. Now they cut it down to six days. And it just shows you that their rules don't mean anything because their money's being threatened with these games on Christmas potentially being canceled. All of a sudden, they're willing to change all these rules that they put in place. And it shows you that these rules didn't mean anything to begin with. And all they were there for was to get vaccinated. That's all it was there to do. It had nothing to do with people's safety, none of that. And now that the whole thing fell apart and all these guys are getting COVID, all of a sudden, it doesn't matter if Kyrie's not vaccinated anymore. It doesn't matter because you need him. Because you got to have some kind of star player on Christmas Day. But this ties into the whole thing with the vaccine in the beginning because when they first came out with this thing, remember, they told everybody, if you get vaccinated, you're not going to get COVID. You're not going to spread to other people. And then we found out that's not true. And now the only argument they got left is, if you got vaccinated, you won't get sick and go to the hospital, or you won't die from it. Now, they say that by ignoring the fact that if you get COVID, you have a less than 1% chance of going to the hospital and a less than 0.001 or 2% of dying from it if you're under the age of 60. So the chances of you dying or going to the hospital for COVID is already tiny as it is. And that's the only reason, look, they got left for you to be vaccinated in the first place. It's something to think about.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a great point, Mike. That's a great point. And you know, on a personal note, it was brought to my job attention that if you didn't have your vaccine, then it would come a point in time where you're not allowed in the building. And I'm like, how did something go from choice to no choice? How did this thing go from, you know, I look at China, Japan, right? And the things they did, they shut their city down. They shut it down and vaccinated and disinfected buildings, streets, sidewalks, mailboxes, door handles, door knobs, vaccinated everything. And then they opened back up. And I'm like, okay, United States, why haven't you guys done this? I realize there are some jobs that it's a must. Utter chaos would break loose if certain places shut down. But I really and truly believe that until we take this virus serious, these are the things that are going to happen. We're going to keep having new strands pop up. We're going to keep having people that we don't expect because they have been vaccinated catching COVID. It's just going to keep recycling. It's going to keep recycling itself through society because we are a society that, and I'm going to keep it real, we are a society that has accepted it. Why do I say that? I ride that train every morning. I see people with no mask on. I see sneezing, blowing their nose, coughing, people in close proximity with one another. And some days it's like the net stadium is open. The train is so packed to a certain point. But that all of these actions to me say that the United States as a whole is not going about the right way to alleviate this virus. That's just how I feel. So to punish people...
Can I ask you a question real quick?
Go ahead.
Because you're making some good points. Do you think that maybe the government and the people that are involved with the vaccine and the companies involved with it, do you think that maybe they don't actually want to solve the problem of that from a health standpoint? And that this is actually helping them do something completely different?
Now,
good question.
That's what I'm talking about.
You know what? I'm going to tell you like my pops told me, son, there's no money in the cure. There's no money in the cure.
No money in the cure.
I mean, and I was thinking about it today. Rubber gloves. The price of rubber gloves has more than tripled. The need for them has more than quadrupled. Face masks, the need for face masks and the production of face masks have quadrupled. All of these things. And it's even getting to the point where you can see they're offering designer face shields. They've taken sunglasses and turned them into a whole face shield. And they almost look like the front of a pilot helmet, you know. All different types of face masks. The kids are wearing the hat and the cover for the mouth as one. Those ski masks. You know what I mean? And all of this, there is no money in a cure. And it's sad to say this. It's really sad to say this. And I don't want to offend anyone because I don't know who has lost loved ones over this. But it feels to me like the government said, just like Drago said in Rocky, if they die, they die.
Seriously,
that's what it feels like to me. It feels like the government has said, if they die, they die. This thing is already affecting.
It's not necessarily that they don't care that you die. It's that they're using this pandemic for something else, meaning money and power.
Thank you.
This got nothing to do with your health, my health, nobody's health. And the way you can prove this is when they made these vaccines, in order to put them out there in the general public without FDA approval, they have to get what's called an emergency use exemption. And the only way you can get that is if there's no therapeutic available for that disease. What that means is if there's no drug that can actually treat somebody once they get COVID, then at that point, they're allowed to put these vaccines out without FDA approval. That's what went down.
Right.
That's why if you notice in the media, hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, anything that anyone was trying to say that could treat you when you get COVID, they were shut down in the media. They demonized it. They attacked it because they wanted to make sure they had that emergency use exemption. And I want to always check this out for yourself. Look up for Moderna, Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, and anyone making vaccines. Look up how much money they've made off this stuff.
Oh, absolutely.
How many doses they've sold, right?
Look at the stocks.
Yeah.
We're talking about one of these pharmaceutical companies is about to become the first ever $1 trillion pharmaceutical company.
Hey,
can
I get a little more?
But that's how Big Pharma do.
They are actually being paid by the government. And anyone that has ever done any work for the government knows how the government deals with their contractors. There's all type of paperwork you have to fill out. You have to wait all type of time in order to receive your payment.
But it's the other way around. They're buying off the politicians. They got their special interests and lobbyists that literally are paying politicians. The reason we got vaccine mandates in places like New York or California or in D.C. is because these people are being paid off to do that. This is a money grab. Mm-hmm. I told you before, they ain't got nothing to do with your health. If it was about your health, the government would not allow the companies to put the type of stuff in our food that they do. They wouldn't let pharmaceutical companies put stuff in medication that gives you all these bad side effects. They've already shown with their actions for years, they do not care about your health. They only care about two things, money and power. Anytime something goes on, they always follow the tracks and say, who's getting money and who's getting power? That's all it's about. So I'm telling you right now, this the CEO of Moderna has already came out and said their company's revenue model going forward as far as generating money is they're going to have a vaccine come out every single year. And they're going to have, they're planning that the government is going to institute mandates to where we have to get vaccinated every single year. This thing is never going to go away. I want everyone to understand that. Once the government gets a new power, they never let it go. Once a major corporation has a new way of making a bunch of money, they're never going to let it go. We will never be, this pandemic will never end. We will always have coronavirus. We will always have to have vaccines. They'll always talk about masks. This will never end, man. These people got power they never could have got because the Constitution of the United States restricts the government from doing what they're doing right now. The only reason they got away with it is they claim because of a pandemic, we can bypass the Constitution and implement all these new rules that we couldn't do before. You think they're going to let that power go? No way, man. They will never let it go.
Wow.
That's true.
Wow.
No.
Wow.
A little more insidious.
That was a lot.
As my wife always says, the word she always uses is insidious. And this might sound stupid, but if you look at the way everything is going there, we don't have enough feed everybody that we have in the world. That's why we got almost meat and all of this different stuff. Then in the military, they constantly trying out new stuff, new things to use on people. I kind of believe, this is my thinking only, that there are too many people in the world. Somebody somewhere came up with a plan. Let's try to get rid of some people. Let's see what he does. Let's put it out there, see what happens. You know? Then if we can just say
population
of that or whoever. Huh? I know that sounds crazy and a little insidious, but I don't put that past any government, especially ours.
All right, y'all. Mike, you know, took us down a wormhole, Mike. But hey, that was great commentary. I really appreciate that. We're gonna take a quick break. It's time to get into the football, guys. Lady T, it's time for your reveal. I'm not gonna play your song right now, but I'm gonna play it when we go and do your picks. Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
That's
so 563-999-3782 Boy, the corners are turned into Fox 5, Joe. Look at God. Yes, it will. If we make it, yes, it will. All right. Come on, Lady T. Time for you to reveal the winner from week 15.
Oh, my gracious. Bruh.
Yeah.
We're going to be so mad, bruh, when you hear this news. You're going to be like, what the hell? But let's keep it moving. Let's go on to it. Right. Let's go on to it. Let's get it done. Right. With the shenanigans. Oh, let's get it. Let's go. All right, coming in seven. Well, you guys, look, don't forget to get your Cash App in for the Lady T pick. And congratulations last week to who won last week, Tang?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that bomb one.
Yeah, okay. Congratulations to Tang from last week. Had to get that out. Okay, boom. Seven picks.
You can congratulate him about 10 times already.
What happened?
Nothing. I'm sorry.
No,
I'm in a whole nother stuff.
Seven picks, sir. Seven picks. That would be the best co-host in the world, Kale.
Nah.
Sorry, boo. Sorry. Eight picks. His boo, Reese. Picks. I know. Nine picks. You got nine picks right. And that nine pick belonged to Debo, coming in with 10 picks. 10 picks, you guys, 10 picks. This is still great, 10 picks. We have my girl, Mima.
All right.
Coming in with 11 picks. You guys, if you have not heard your name, guess what? You are still in the jackpot winnings. So. 11 picks. Sad to say myself, I am in the 11 pick. My brother, 57. My other brother, Marcus. And my other brother, Lou. All of us had 11 picks.
Wow.
So if you have not heard your name, that means you are the winner.
This ain't, no, I ain't going for this.
So, 12 picks. My God. Tang.
I ain't going for this, man.
Tang has won again.
This guy, he's out. He's out on my. I'm out.
Tang won again. Congratulations to Tame. Congratulations to Tame with 12 picks.
Nah.
Come on, Tame.
You a Bama, man.
We don't want to hear what he got to say. We don't want to hear what he got to say. Come on, Kale.
And Tame, you a Bama, man.
Right, Bama.
All right, I'm going to lay on this week. I ain't playing this week.
No, yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Man, you ain't playing. Right.
You act like you're getting out of a dice game. You playing, bro.
Right. Okay. If that ain't the most cowboy mess I have heard, I ain't going to play this week. Yes, the hell you are.
Okay.
Swim with.
Look, I kept going back over the list. I kept on saying, I know I got, and then whoever else got 11. I went back to each person that had 11, me, 57, Marcus, and Lou. I went back to all of us and kept counting, like making sure that we only had 11.
Wow. Hey, Debo, congratulations, man.
Debo, thank you. And I know y'all saying congratulations too. I know y'all kicking me in there.
Man,
I'm
ready, bro.
Can you? Can the world mute that line?
Hey, look, right. Can I just say one thing? But
oh my gracious, you got a speech?
Hey, look. No, I don't have no speech. I just want to tell Mike. I want to tell my man Mike that was on here early, man. That I really enjoyed listening to him, man. I like that. He was right on point with a lot of stuff that my knowledge
is on. He left us, man.
Yeah.
He left us. But, I felt the same way. Brother came.
Brother came with that knowledge, man.
Brother came with that knowledge.
He had some good knowledge for us, though.
Yeah, no doubt. Congratulations to Brother. You know, he picked 12, y'all. So we gotta give him his props. We can't be mad about that. We just gotta do some digging next week, man.
Oh man.
You know. Well, actually today we gotta do some digging. And with that
being said,
go. I ain't never ran from a If I didn't cut my legs out right now, I ain't never been with the talk, snitch talk, always talking about his fault. Yeah, I'ma stand up, got my bands up, you don't wanna see me pissed off, real talk, never tell a lie to a dog. When it comes to them, you gotta play a route. And I never ever let this get the...
Alright, that's all we gonna get at, cause we running behind. When you hear your name, let me hear you. When you hear your name, let me hear you. Marcus.
I'm present.
What's up, Marcus?
What's up, Marcus?
What's Gucci? How y'all?
Hello, everybody.
Hey,
Nima. Hey, Nima.
Tame.
I'm here, big bro.
57.
Yep.
Lou.
Yes.
Lou, you okay?
Yeah.
All right, Reese.
Hey, I'm here.
Roll call. Okay. Debo just text me. All right, Teresa. Who is that music? Me versus me. Who is that artist again?
Pop Smoke. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Great. The Reese has been hounding me about that. All right. everybody ready? Everybody ready?
All right, you guys, let's go. Week 16. We got one more week to go, you guys. Let's roll. We're going to roll through real quick so we'll have something to talk about a little bit later on, you guys. All right, so this is the last Thursday night game, you guys. Last Thursday night game. No more Thursday night game. And it will be against 49ers and the Titans. Y'all got to mute y'all phone up, y'all, so y'all can hear me. Whoever with that background noise, mute yourself.
There we go.
Thank you.
No,
49ers versus the Titans, you guys. 49ers versus the Titans. Well, I'm going to go ahead and put mine stand. Y'all already know 49ers for me. Come on, Kel, what you say?
Titans. And okay. I'm saying it with my chest.
No, you're gonna have it. You're gonna be saying changing it before 7 o'clock. So I ain't worried about it. Go ahead, Tang.
I'm going with the 49ers.
Come on, Miss Bree.
49ers.
Come on, Mima.
Oh boy.
Titans.
You want to win, right, Bree? Mima, don't you?
Hey.
Come on, man. Come on, man. Come on, Marcus.
49ers.
Oh, I should have known that. You texted me earlier. Come on, Debo.
San Francisco.
Come on, 57.
49ers.
Sorry, 57. I don't know what's going on with my plan.
That's all right.
Come on, Lou.
The 49ers on your brain.
I'm going with the Titans.
Yeah.
I'm going with the Titans.
Okay. And let's move it right along. We got the Browns versus the Packers, you guys. Browns versus the Packers, and we playing this game in Green Bay. Come on, 57.
Packers.
Run with the Packers.
Marcus. Marcus. Come on, Debo. Don't worry about it. I got him.
Debo Packers.
Come on, Untang.
I'm going with the Packers also.
So Marcus is going with the Packers. Come on, Kale.
Packers.
Reese.
Packers.
Mima.
Green Bay.
So that is our first sweep, you guys. Packers is our first sweep. All right, Colts versus the Cardinals. We're going to play this game in Arizona, you guys. Colts versus the Cardinals. Come on, Tank, start us off.
Arizona. Somebody's TV in the background.
That's what it is?
Yeah, somebody's TV.
Can you tell Darius to be quiet? That's probably Darius. Hold on.
Okay, it's quiet. Go ahead.
I got y'all. I'm sorry, you guys. Okay, so we are at the Colts and the Cardinals. Colts and the Cardinals. Come on, Tang.
I'm going with the Cardinals.
Cardinals.
Yeah.
Come on, Ms. Reed. Ms. Reed.
You know.
Cardinals.
Okay. Come on, Mima.
What did Tank say?
I love you, Mima.
Mima.
I'm
going
to tighten them up like that.
You said I'm going with the Cardinals. I know that's right, Mima. I know that's right. Come on, Kale. Colts, Cardinals.
I'm going with the Colts.
Colts.
Yep.
Come on, 57.
Colts.
Lou.
Cardinals.
Debo.
Colts.
Marcus.
Colts.
I was just about to look it up. I didn't know you were still here. All right, you guys. Did I pick? No, I did not. Colts. Even though I think Cardinals are going to win, but I can't pick them. All right. Let's move it right along. Lions versus the Falcons, you guys. Lions versus the Falcons. We're going to play this game in Atlanta, Georgia. So, yeah, I know the Lions just beat the Cardinals. So, who going to start us off? Come on, Reese. Lions and Falcons, Reese. Come on, me, my start us off.
Phone off mute. Falcons.
Okay. That's you, Mima?
Yeah, Falcons.
Okay.
Oh.
Come on, Reese.
I said the Falcons, too, Reese.
I got you. Come on, 57.
Detroit.
Come on, Lou.
Falcons.
Come on, Debo.
Debo is going Falcons.
Come on, Marcus. Marcus went Lions.
Yeah, Lions.
I got you, Marcus. Come on, Tame.
I'm going to Lions also.
You going Lions?
Yeah.
Kale.
Detroit.
I'm going Falcons. All right, you guys, let's keep it moving. Let's keep this train right along moving, moving. Rams versus the Vikings. Rams versus the Vikings, you guys. Both coming off a win. Well, the Vikings lost. So they won. They won. Both coming off a win. Yeah, both coming off a win, you guys. Come on, Reese, start us off this time. Take your phone off mute.
The Vikings.
Come on, Tang. Follow Reese up so Mima can know what to say.
That's right. I'm waiting on you, Tang.
I'm sorry. What'd you say? What'd you say, Miss T?
Vikings and
Rams.
Yeah.
Rams
and Vikings.
Where they playing at? Minnesota?
Minnesota.
Oh, I'm going with Kirk Cousins.
Kirk.
Yeah.
So, Mima, you want me to go ahead and write you down for Vikings?
That's right. I'm going with Tank.
Mima. Damn it.
That's right.
I'm going with Mima. Oh, my goodness. Come on, Kale. What you say?
I'm going to go with the Rams. I'm going to go with the Rams.
Oh, my goodness. You go with the Rams? Let's make it happen. Come on, 57. What you say?
Rams.
You too?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
I ain't mad at you. Come on, Lou.
Rams.
Come on, Debo.
Rams.
Marcus.
I like that. I'm going with the like that thing.
What, the Vikings?
Yeah.
I already wrote my Vikings down, y'all. So everybody's going Vikings except for Kale and 57 and Debo and Lou.
Okay.
All right, you guys. Let's move it right into the teams. Let's start with a J. Jags versus the Jets. Jags versus the Jets, you guys. We're going to play this game in New York. This game is being played in New York, you guys. So come on, start us out, Lou.
Jets.
Come on, 57.
Jets.
Debo.
J-E-T-S, Jets.
Come on, Marcus.
The Jets.
Come on, Reese.
Jets.
Mima.
I'm going with the Jets, too.
Tang. Oh, we might got a sweep. Come on, Kale.
Jets.
All right. That is our second sweep, you guys. Packers and the Jets are both sweeps. So keep that in mind, you guys. Keep that in mind. All right, moving right along to a division game. This is a division game. It's going to mean a lot. Giants versus the Eagles, you guys. Giants versus the Eagles. And this game is being played in Philly. Philly. I think I'm going Eagles. Kale.
Yeah, I got to go with the Eagles, man. Eagles.
Reese.
Eagles.
Same. 57.
Eagles.
Debo.
Philly.
Lou.
Eagles.
Marcus, Eagles.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm only saying his score because I don't, you know, he be in and out, and he already texted them to me, you guys.
Yeah, you know he's going to go for the Eagles.
I'm going with the Eagles.
That's his second team.
That is the third sweep, you guys. That is the third sweep. Packers, Jets, Eagles. That is our third sweep, you guys. Hold all y'all questions to the end. We almost finished. Bills versus the Patriots. Bills versus the Patriots, you guys. This is another division game being played in New England. This game is being played in New England. Bills versus the Pats. Start us off, Marcus.
I'm going with the Patties. The Krabby Patties.
Come on, Debo.
Bills.
Come on, Tang Tang. Tang.
Take it off mute, Tang.
Take it off mute.
Oh, my bad, y'all. Sorry. Patriots. I'm sorry.
I heard him in the house, y'all. I heard him, but I knew y'all didn't hear him.
I'm sorry.
I thought he was trying to sneak it in.
Okay.
The Bills.
I got the reason.
You can leave all that romantic Tang Tang.
Romantic. That was not romantic. Come on, Mima. Hey, don't listen to them, Mima. Come on, Mima.
I was putting the Christmas tree together, so who are we talking about?
Oh, my goodness.
The Bills and the Pats.
The Pats.
The Pats, okay. Come on, Kale.
I'm going with the Bills.
Come on, 57.
Pats.
Come on, Lou.
Bills.
I'm going Patriots.
The Bills All right, Mafia,
you guys.
Yeah.
Huh?
That Bills Mafia, I'm telling you, but go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, you going to have time to change your Titans pick. So, you know, if I change mine, you're going to be changing your Titans pick. So I ain't worried about you right now. I'm going to see you at 7 o'clock.
Hey, Sam, I got an eyeball on you. That's all I'm saying. Go ahead.
Redmond versus the Bengals. Another division game. Another division game, you guys. They're giving us a couple of division games. Ravens and the Bengals. This game is going to be played in Cincinnati. In Cincinnati. Ravens versus the Bengals.
Is Lamar
still
out?
Yes, Jackson is still out.
Yeah, the Bengals.
Come on, Reese.
The Bengals.
Tang.
Baltimore.
Tangy Tang.
I'm
going
to have to change mine.
Reese. Okay, we'll come back to you, Reese. Kale.
Bengals.
57.
The Bengals.
Oh, excuse me, you guys. I'm sorry. You said Bengals?
Yep.
Come on, Lou.
Bengals.
All right. Debo.
Bengals.
Marcus.
Bengals.
Reese. Bengals.
Okay. You going to stick with the Bengals?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going Ravens too. All right. Moving right along. Chargers versus the Texans, you guys. Chargers versus the Texans. This game is going to be played in Houston. Houston, Texas. Chargers, Texans. Start us out, Reese.
Texans.
Come on, Kale. Back around up.
Chargers. I wish I would.
No Dallas for you, huh? Come on, Tang.
I'm going Chargers.
Come on, Mima.
Chargers.
Yeah, right.
I love it. Come on, Mima. I love it, girl.
Hey, Mima, I'm about to take your gift back, y'all. I'm about to take your gift back. I'm just letting you know that.
Come on, Charles. I'm at Marcus.
Chargers, then.
Debo.
Debo picked the Chargers.
57.
Chargers.
Lou.
Chargers.
Almost a sweep.
Can I change mine?
Absolutely.
Was the Chargers?
You were with Chargers.
I thought I said Texas.
Nope.
You did.
No,
she
didn't.
She did say Texas.
She did because bro got on. She did.
Yeah, she said Texas.
Listen, I heard somebody else must have said Chargers because when I wrote, Reese, what did you say?
Texas.
Okay.
At first, I said Chargers.
I don't know what I heard.
You got the voices mixed up there. That's what it was.
Okay. Well, I wrote it right. Reese got Texas. Meemaw got Chargers.
Reese is changing hers to the Chargers.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Exactly. There you go.
Okay.
Thank you.
So Meemaw is still the Chargers.
Exactly.
Gotcha. Anybody else changing anything? Kale going once. Sorry, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding, Kale.
Why you say Kale, though?
I'm just kidding. Bucks versus the Panthers. Bucks versus the Panthers, you guys. Come on, Kale.
And they playing in Carolina. I'm going to go ahead and go with the Panthers, man. I'm going to go with the Panthers.
Yeah. Wow.
Come on, Reese. Show them how to do it.
I'm going with the Bucks.
Yeah, get on it, Reese.
Come on, me, Ma.
I'm going with Tom Brady. He's still mad.
Yes, he is, girl. Yes, he is. Come on, Shane.
He's going to destroy them. Destroy them.
Tampa Bay, I'm going with the Bucks also.
57.
Tampa Bay.
Lou?
I got to go with the Bucks.
Debo?
Bucks.
And Marcus?
You already know.
Yep.
I'm riding the Brady train.
Not the Brady train.
Oh, yeah. All y'all Bama's going to lose. All y'all Bama's going to lose.
Yeah, y'all remember
that. I don't know, because I want the Panthers to win. I just
voice.
Don't see it.
Y'all remember that voice.
All right,
voice.
You
guys.
Mm-hmm.
Bears versus the Seahawks, you guys. Bears versus the Seahawks. And we're going to play this game in Seattle, Washington.
Okay.
Come on, Debo. We'll start out with you.
Go Hawks.
Come on, 57.
Seattle.
Come on, Lou.
I'll repeat that again.
Hawks and Bears. Bears and the Hawks playing in Seattle.
Atlanta.
What?
Bears and the Hawks. Bears. You mean Chicago? Lou, you mean Chicago, Lou?
I'm not taking Chicago.
Who you want, the Hawks?
Right.
That's what I'm in. I'm trying to get a new pick. Come on, Lou. Bears, Hawks, Seahawks.
Oh, I thought you said Hawks. I'm sorry. I'm going with Seattle.
Okay. Thank you. Come on, Marcus.
New Jersey in the house.
Yes. What'd you say, Marcus? Seahawks?
Seahawks.
Come on, Tang.
Seattle.
Shut up. Come on, Reed.
Shut up. Nugget.
Seattle.
Come on, Meemaw.
Nugget want to pick, Meemaw.
I know. I'm telling you to be quiet. Seattle.
Come on, Kale.
Seahawks.
Oh, we got another. I swear, I wish they was playing somebody else, but I'm going to pick the Hawks, too. Lord have mercy. All right, you guys. Keep it moving. Broncos versus the Raiders, you guys. I'm going to go first. I'm going Raiders. Come on, Kale.
Broncos.
Come on, Tang.
Where are they playing at?
Las Vegas.
I'm going with the Raiders.
The Raiders.
Meemaw.
The Raiders.
57.
Broncos.
Lou.
Raiders.
Come on, Debo.
Debo told me to tell you to go ahead and pick the Bears in the Seattle game, but he's going with the Raiders. He's going with the Raiders in this game.
He plays too much. Come on, Marcus.
Raider Nation.
All right, you guys. Steelers versus the Chiefs, you guys. And by the way, congratulations to Biscuit. He was the only one that picked himself last week, and they won. So high five to that. Steelers versus the Chiefs. Come on, 57.
What will happen this
week? Same thing this week. Steelers.
Same thing this week.
A.K.A. Biscuit.
Yeah, come on, Lou.
Chiefs.
Debo.
Kansas City.
No respect.
Marcus.
Sorry, the baby crying. I'm going the other team. Definitely not the black and yellow.
Okay. I already know that. Come on, Kale.
Kansas City.
Come on, Tang. Come on, Reese. Come on, Meemaw.
Kansas City.
We're same as last week. Almost as sweet, except for Biscuit. I mean, 57. Sorry.
Hey, why
all
stop
right,
down, man?
Guys.
Come on.
I'm sorry. We have two games left. Kale, you want to take a break now, or you want to just go ahead and do them?
Let's go ahead and do them.
Let's
me laugh a little bit about Biscuit.
All right.
Not my mama, Biscuit.
The Sunday night football game is a division game, and it is between the Washington football team and the Cowboy football team. So.
Kale's still laughing.
No, I am not. David, Debo, Biscuit is 57.
Oh, that
I have to go.
I'm going with Washington. I'm going with Washington.
All right, Luke.
You know.
All right, you guys. Washington versus the Cowboys. Washington versus the Cowboys, and they will be playing in Dallas. This game will be played in Dallas. Come on, Kale.
I'm going with Washington.
Come on, Reese.
Washington.
Come on, me and Mama.
I'm going with Washington, too. Sorry, Tank.
I know that's right. Come on, Tang. I'll come back to him. Come on, 57.
Dallas.
Come on, Debo.
He picked the Cowboys, man. He picked the Cowboys.
Come on, Marcus.
I'm going Cowboys. Right now I'm going Red. Washington.
Well, y'all already know Tang will go Cowboys. He's down there with the grandbaby. All right. Let's keep it right on moving to the Monday night game. And y'all know how the Monday night game works. I need a winner and a score. Winner and a score.
Did you get reached for that Cowboy Washington?
Absolutely.
I chose Washington.
What else you going to be? I'm here. That's probably when I was laughing at Biscuit. Go ahead, y'all. Go ahead.
Huckleberry Biscuit. Dolphins versus the Saints. You guys, this is the last game of the week. Monday Night Football. Dolphins versus the Saints. Start us off, Kale. I need a winner and a score.
Yeah, I'm going to give it to the Dolphins, and I'm going to say 21-13, Dolphins.
Okay. Come on, Tang.
I'm going to go with the Dolphins also, and I'm going to go 24-17.
Come on, 57.
21-20, Dolphins. 21-20, Dolphins.
Guess I'm just cool. Come on, Debo.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Debo.
We're waiting on.
Come on, Marcus.
We're going with the Saints. Debo said Saints, 17-10.
Okay. Man, come on, Marcus.
Thank you. Heard me with that one, man. I'm going Dolphins 24, Saints 18. Dang.
Come on. All right.
You said 24-18? Marcus.
Yeah, 24-18.
Okay.
Dolphins.
Gotcha. Come on, Ms. Reese.
Dolphins 20, Saints 10.
Good.
Come on, me ma.
Dolphins 27-14.
You said 27-14?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going Dolphins as well. And I'm going 17-14. And that, my good people, concludes Mrs. T's pick of week 16. And also, congratulations to Tang for winning week 15.
Hey, Miss T.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Whoever picked the Saints, I just want to let them know that I think they're doing a third-string quarterback this week.
Oh, he's an expert now. Man, he's an expert.
Yeah, you know.
Nah, I heard it. I'm just saying.
He said,
Biscuit.
He
Now you ain't no rush.
Nah.
That's messed up. Y'all gonna hate on that man, but that man got all the information enough to win a couple times.
Man, book that man.
There you go, Bob. There you go, bro.
I'm just saying, you're going to hate on the man. The man got information.
Yeah. That man was
hating on you,
Mark. 57 don't want to take that information, though, Mark. He don't want to take that information and use it wisely.
Hey,
bro.
Why
are you taking me on not playing? I mean, Tank.
My bad. What you say, bro?
I said, why is Taysom Hill not playing?
COVID.
COVID.
And I just heard it this afternoon when I got in the house. I just heard it. That's why I was really saying something, for real.
They knocking it down. And you know,
both of the quarterbacks have COVID, they say. And they said that it's still a game time decision because they can, test negative. But right now, they rule them out.
You know what's crazy? It's Thursday, bro. By the time the games happen, man, any one of these jokers could have it.
Yeah.
That's what's crazy.
Or don't have it.
Now I go with the conspiracy theory. Everybody, they're going to get COVID till they get the teams that they want in the Super Bowl.
Ooh. Whoa.
I know it ain't gonna be Pittsburgh.
That could be the case, 57.
That's a big bold statement, bro.
I know it ain't gonna be Pittsburgh. 57. I know they don't want Ben Roethlisberger there, so I don't care.
Hey, see, Marcus. That's why we look, Marcus. That's why we hating on Tang and not you.
I ain't messing with y'all. And you know what? I was just about to say, 57, I must congratulate you because we went all the way through the pick and 57 was quiet. 57 was on point.
Yeah.
You were joking or nothing. And Tree brought that damn biscuit to the table. And I lost it. So, hey, big up to my man 57. Big up to my man Biscuit.
My bad, B.
Huckleberry.
No,
you gotta put that Huckleberry
over. Go ahead, Mark.
Not just any biscuit. Huckleberry.
Hey, look.
Huckleberry biscuit.
A Huckleberry biscuit. Oh, okay, I got it. Hey, look, I definitely didn't want Marcus to hit that. You know what?
Yeah.
My bad, bro.
Oh, my goodness.
It's all good. If you can't let it out on the front back. Hey, look, y'all, I got my cornhole tournament tonight. You know I'm walling up there, so let's hurry up.
Hey, you know, so you ain't going to watch the 49er game. B.S. That is BS.
What?
I heard them call you Biscuit.
49
a million times. I heard them call you Biscuit.
I know you
a million times. Game. But every time it's funny as hell, man. And my mama being oh my goodness. That don't funny.
Hey, they call you Biscuit. He should have bust somebody else out this week.
Debo said, I like their defense over Miami's offense. And he said that's why he picked that low score. Because he likes New Orleans defense over Miami's offense. And that's true.
That's good.
New Orleans does have a good defense. It's funny how Drew Brees left, and they got 50. You know, that defense is what's keeping them in and even winning some games for them. So, yeah, that's good.
I think Brees saw the handwriting on the wall. And knew to go because they weren't going to win no more titles there with him. Went on and got himself a toupee and went on the TV.
Yeah, why not?
You ain't lying.
I don't keep getting myself all beat up for nothing, knowing you ain't going nowhere.
I'm serious. I done won a Super Bowl. I done set records. I done did everything I can do. Let me go.
Yeah, he got the key. Yeah, he definitely got the key to New Orleans, so he good.
Yeah, true that.
Oh, they love him down
there. I'm gonna say that comment that he made that had everybody in the uproar about his father and his grandfather fighting in a war, and the flag represent, you know, something special to him, and Shannon Sharp. I don't agree with much he says, but his statements on that, you know, they were dead on, because he spoke of African Americans who fought in that same war, and when they came home, they were still N-word and treated as such. So, He brought to light that same flag had different meanings for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think he just thought not only of the lumps that he was taking and that he wouldn't win any more championships, let me go ahead and get the hell out before I mess up my after football job. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Right. Yeah.
I'm gonna be one of the first ones in the parade. For real.
Okay.
I'm gonna be one of the first ones in the parade. Y'all gotta bring me back. Y'all gotta love me again.
How can you go for 3 years without knowing you were freak? How can everybody? You mean tell me you didn't come out of the hut? You see somebody going to the store and say, "Hey man, you know we've been free for three years." How can you not know that? Then we got Juneteenth. What's going on? Somebody in the group couldn't read. Somebody couldn't say, "Hey man, I'm so free."
Yeah, nobody could read.
Mm-hmm. Hey man, I mean, somebody could. A pigeon. Somebody said, "Hey man, y'all free." Somebody.
Come on, dog.
Not a pigeon.
But come on. It just seems
I can't
like,
with you right now.
You got to be totally unaware, or they just kept you in a dark place as far as kept you on the farm, picking cotton and picking the vegetables, and you just never knew. You never came out for anything, you know? Everybody didn't want to be free when the slaves were free. Everybody didn't want it. Just like everybody don't want to hear the truth now, you know? They'd rather hear a lie than hear the truth.
This is true. Unfortunately, that has always been the case throughout the years, throughout the century. You had your people who were, we don't feel good, boss, and the people of, hey, the boss is sick. You know what I'm saying? So that has been, for real, that's been the case forever.
Yeah.
You know, and it's funny, even today. You know, in our jobs today, you know, you got people on the job that we can't do this, we can't do that.
Yeah.
And you got people on the job that's like, they going to have to tell me no. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Oh, man.
I'm going to have to be told no. Four, seven, you done hit a sensitive spot.
Hey,
I'm going to leave it alone.
Don't blame me. Blame Mike. Don't blame me.
Yeah, true that. Well, I'm blaming you, Biscuit, because I want to blame the Biscuit.
Okay.
David, I want to blame Biscuit.
Hey, Diva.
That was my Christmas gift, man. Biscuit. That was my Christmas gift, man. I'm telling you, dog.
I'm glad you enjoyed it, Kim. I thought to ask you earlier, did we buy you a new headset? I mean, did we give you a new headset for a gift or something? Aren't you using it?
Yes, I am. That's why I can hear people got dogs and babies and everything in the back. I was missing all that before. Now I hear everything. One of y'all fabrics passed gas, and I'm like, who the hell was that? For real.
Okay.
I wondered about that, too.
Yeah, man. Hey, they work tremendously. You know what I mean? Make me look at my old headset and be like, I'm cheap. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I don't bust.
Bro, I said, make me look at my whole headset.
Yeah, I'd be like, damn, I went to the dollar store, huh?
I can't look out right now, I swear.
It's so close to my house, y'all, you know? Yeah, the dollar store got it. Nope.
Can you put up the
light
check?
No, I have not. And we have had a discussion with Emmanuel. We're going to put up the little small tree tonight that lights up and off and on and everything. And, yeah, that's what we're going to do. I, you know what? I'm in a better Christmas mood, but I'm still not in full Christmas mode. There's just too much going
right.
on. There's just too much stuff going
Adult
on. Too much happening.
The biscuit is in full Christmas mode. We done sat here
right.
and had low country ball tonight. And everything,
okay.
we're putting up the tree. Yeah,
okay.
I'm in full Christmas mode. I ain't giving nobody no damn thing. But I'm in
giving nobody
mode.
Nothing. What kind of mess is that?
But you got the
hey,
spirit.
I got the spirit, baby.
There you go.
Oh,
you gonna have the spirit? But you're not giving nobody nothing, but you got the spirit. Wait a minute.
I'm going back to what Christmas is supposed to be about. Oh, holy night.
Exactly.
You know, 3D in the manger. Yeah. Come as you are,
yeah.
Christmas.
You know what I told my grandkids?
That
sound
like
somebody. I told my grandkids today, they said, Grandma, we getting a whole lot of stuff for Christmas. I said, no, but you can get a whole lot of stuff for your birthday because it ain't your birthday, boo-boo. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, we go all out with your birthday. I'm going to tell y'all what the real meaning of Christmas is. It's to celebrate Jesus, not you can give gifts for that.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm
giving
singing,
you
singing a Christmas song. And Negro spirit.
That's Negro spirit.
You're supposed to go all out for them on their birthday, not on Jesus' birthday.
Yeah, we sing some Negro spirituals, Kale. We sing some Negro spirituals tonight.
And I'm gonna be there. Nah, none of that, man.
Christmas curls.
Yeah.
Be outside Christmas curls.
Yes, sir.
They better not come to my door.
Just
like that river.
As long as you don't show up with a pair of Christmas curls in your sock.
Okay.
I said, as long as you don't show up singing Christmas carols in your socks.
Oh, I can't even unsee that, man.
Hey, look, it will be right after the cornhole tournament. I will tell you.
Oh, my. Y'all done got him started, man.
Y'all make sure y'all watch the game of the week, and that's tonight.
That Washington-Dallas game is the game of the week.
Y'all just really think that, though. But it's not. It's the game tonight.
They want to put themselves up there. They want to be big time.
Who is y'all? When you say y'all think that, who think that when you say y'all?
But we
right.
know
why
are you
talking French all of a sudden?
Kale, we know it ain't you, Marcus.
Marcus is doing.
Marcus putting himself in the position where he can say,
I am a Washington football dude. That's how about, don't make me play the music.
You can't play the word.
Well, you definitely can play mine, sir. You can play mine because me and Zoe play tonight. You can play mine, sir.
If y'all win, then I got you. I got you too.
We've been winning.
Hey, Trees, you see the double standard?
Yeah, I see it. I
We got 26 seconds left, and y'all already got the joint set with what we playing going out. Now y'all want Mr. Quest.
No, I need you to put mine on speed dial like yours on speed dial. You can just hit your shit. I mean, you can just hit your stuff. I'm just saying, stuff. You can just hit your stuff. I'm gonna come right up, boom, just like that.
Welcome to
DC. In a little kit.
Just like the river, I've been running everything.
I came with y'all right now.
Long. Oh,
nah, man.
Long time coming. Yeah.
That was funny.
I came with y'all right now.
All right. Treat is your time, baby. It's your time.
But let's do it. I hate that it's this time. I won't see you guys until next week on Tuesday. Oh, my goodness. Well, it's that time of the day, so let me just go ahead and say a few things. I need you guys to cash at me if you want to be in Lady T's pick. That's the first thing. I want to say congratulations to Tang again and, for his week 15 picks. Kayla and Miss T would like to say thank you to all of you guys. Biscuit. All of you guys, Marcus, Debo, Reese, Meemaw, everybody. We want to thank you guys for supporting us and supporting our dream. We really appreciate you guys. Kayla and Miss T would also like to say thank you. That we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. Kayla and Miss T are here every Tuesday and Thursday from the hours of 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. The number here is 563-999-3782. You guys can follow us on Kale's Corner at Instagram at Kale's Corner, Facebook at Kale's Corner, and blogtalkradio.com/UKaleMcLean. You guys, we love you. We love you. We love you. We'll see you guys next week. Study. Everybody enjoy the games tonight. And we'll see you guys next week. Love you.
All right. Debo wants me to tell everyone Merry Christmas to you all and your
Merry
family.
Christmas.
Yeah, and DMV Kale and Mrs. T would like to say Merry Christmas to you all. And she said it perfectly, man. We really and truly appreciate you guys. I don't think we can ever say that too much, Without you guys, this drink would not be at all. So we just thank you all. Like we said, enjoy your family. Enjoy your family, man, because we don't know how many more Christmases we have left. So let's try to make the most of it. Enjoy your family. When you sit down with everyone, that one that gets on your nerve, just ignore them. And enjoy the people that enjoy you. All right. We'll get back with y'all Tuesday. Good luck on this weekend's pick. Lady T, thank you so much, co-host, for being the best that you is. Yeah, bye-bye.
Thank you, too.
And we will talk to you.
Yeah, thank you as well.
Yes, ma'am. Here we go. We're going to go out with some James Brown. Santa, go straight to the ghetto.
Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Hitch up your reindeer, go straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Fill every stocking you find, the kids are gonna love you so. Leave a toy for Johnny, leave a doll for Mary, leave something pretty for Donnie, and don't forget about Gary. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus, go straight to
together. Tell them James Brown sent you. Go straight to the ghetto. You know that I know what you will see, 'cause that was once me. Hit it, hit it. You see mothers and soul brothers. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus, oh Lord, go straight to the ghetto. Fill every stocking you find, the kids are gonna love you so. Fill every stocking you find, they know that they need you so. I'm begging you, Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. If anyone wanna know, tell them Hank Barrett so. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Never thought I'd realize I'd be singing a song with water in my eyes. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Don't leave nothing for me, I've had my chance, you see. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus, that's all brother needs, so. Santa Claus.
Santa Claus, and I'm gonna tell my